and not feel lost and alone. That's why I pray, Lord, don't leave.
Please stay with me.
Please stay.
'Cause I believe
you'll never let me be alone. Even though it feels like I am for real, make peace be still.
Turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Lee Knox's song. Say Yes. And Lee Knox is amazing. He is a singer, musician, composer, author, and he is amazing. His vocals, he's just beautiful.
Let's get all the stream yards turned down there because I can hear the reverb.
So we're going to shut off the stream yard.
Yeah, if we could just get, I can hear echo, so I just want to have all the computers muted.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get us out of the StreamYard and go on the phone.
All right, you're on.
Okay, so we're on, and now we have a new VIP guest, Stacey Simpson. She is a Miss Achievement Universe, and she's a Lifetime Queen. She just crowned her successor, and that was just a few days ago, right, Stacey?
Yes, that
was a few days ago.
On July 23rd, and super excited to get my new title today officially. Okay, new Lifetime Queen for Dr. World Production. And it was a wonderful honor to be Ms. June 2022, that I wish our new queen, Esther Renee, all of the amazing things that happen with being a queen with Dr. World Productions and having this title. It's absolutely been an honor, and I did hundreds of appearances throughout my year, even though it was most of it virtual. So it was really awesome to be able to have the opportunity to continue to do that.
That's great. Yeah. Your platform, what is your platform?
My platform is Smart with a Heart. And the reason that I chose Smart with a Heart, it has four different pillars. It is education. I'm a teacher, and I also have autism. And then it's heart health, and I am a survivor of heart disease and was the first female to ever receive cardiac stem cells to repair my heart, which is groundbreaking. And I also am a three-time cancer survivor, so cancer awareness is super important to me. I was diagnosed with terminal cancer 25 years ago and given 8 weeks to live. That is not what has happened as far as passing away. And then also I also represent echo awareness. We live in Miami, Florida, and our entire environment here is in danger from global warming and the effects of pollution. So we're really going to change that next.
Okay, and now you have a business that you started. It's called Pageantry Now, and you interview the Miss Universe and the USA winners. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Pageantry Now started in 2016. It actually was born on the Miss Universe stage, Miss Universe 2015, when I decided to really highlight what title we were doing using a crown and sash to change their world. And it started off as a way for us to be able to just really talk about what happens from the moment someone gets crowned and the 364 days that happen afterwards. Because generally you only see what happens on stage and then you don't see what they're able to do. And title holders are really trying to make a difference and change people's lives. And I've had the amazing opportunity to interview the last seven Miss Universes live. I had the very first Facebook Live with a Miss Universe ever in 2018, where Katriana Gray was on and we had thousands of people watching us live. Because that was even before Facebook could do Facebook Live. So now we have all these amazing technologies like StreamYard to allow us to be able to stream. So I think it's fantastic. And the last 11 and then many, many other titles too, because it's not about the big titles. You know, if I have Miss Watermelon, that's important too. She's changing her world right where she's been, and I really want to be able to do that and highlight with it.
That's wonderful.
You,
that's really great. That's really wonderful. And you have done quite a bit in your time. You have been doing this for a long time, right? About what, 40 years, you said?
I started when I was 16 and a half. I entered in my first pageant by my mother because my father punched me in the face and I had to reconstruct his surgery to put my face back together.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, on Facebook, you were saying something about that.
Yeah. So
you're very open about that experience. Yeah.
Well, I think it's important that we start to, I mean, we certainly don't want to normalize things that are traumatic happen, but I think the more that we're able to share our stories and let other people see that you persevere beyond yes. things that you think are going to be, you know, detrimental or disfigurement or illness, or you know, I'm not ashamed or afraid to be able to tell people my story, and that empowers me to be better at yes. what I do.
You're amazing, you know, and I have said that before, you know, no pity party here. You just keep going strong.
I'm a crazy lady.
You so much. I admire you so much. That is great. So now we have the other queens. We have Nancy, who is Nancy Sevier, who is Miss Tourism Royal Elite 2023. She just recently was crowned, and she is another wonderful person. And oh, here we go. We have the Atlanta Star Record. Hello. Pretty good. Could you call in at the studio?
Yeah, sure.
Do you have the number? Yeah, it's 727-441-3000. 3000.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, this we're going to go through the phone because somehow Bobby couldn't connect us on StreamYard. So we're on live, but not at the studio.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, call it in and you'll connect that way.
Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Something happened. I don't know. Hello? Is Joe there?
We got to wait for him to call in.
Yeah. Joe is going to be calling in. So now we have a song by
Joe is on.
Hutchins. Oh, Joe, you on?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Joe. Hey, so Joe is the CEO of Atlas Star Records, and we have an artist that he helps. Nathan Hutchins. He's from London, UK. His name is NJ, right? That's his stage name?
That's his stage name, correct. That's the name of the
yes, band NJ.
That he put together.
And he has a song for us. It's called Let's Go. Could you play that, Bobby?
Absolutely. Here we go.
Okay, so that was only a minute of Nathan's song. It has not been released yet, from what I understand.
Yeah.
But
so
he wanted to play him. How's that?
I think you guys got the first opportunity to play that song.
Yes, an exclusive, he said, right?
Yes,
so, yeah, and now this song was recorded at the Abbey Road Studios, where
correct.
The Beatles used to record back in their day.
Oh yeah!
So
yeah.
it's amazing that he was able to record there, and that's one place I'd love to go if I go to London.
yeah, they don't only 100,000 people have been inside that building since 1931.
Only 100,000
people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
people.
I was reading up on that.
Yep.
Yeah, excuse me. Yes, Susan?
Wow. I've lost all the
connection. With your phone? With the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're all connected
then. Okay. I think they're having some connection issues or something. So
they've just run out of phone lines. Is what it is.
Yeah. And Nancy was on, but she was having some internet issues earlier. So that it's just like all of a sudden she left. But I think that's her internet connection. But that's okay, because I got to introduce her, and we've talked a little bit about ourselves and our titles and that sort of thing. So as far as Susan, we're going to be playing Randall's song. Suzanne Rutledge has the Rutledge Media Group. She is the former manager to her husband, Randall Rutledge. Who at the moment is ill, so she's representing him on the show. We're going to be playing a song by him, Me and Southern Comfort. So we're getting close to the end of the show, so I don't want to take too much time. Now, Joe, why do you think, I'm going to ask you one question. Why did you think that, what do you think, the reason for NJ's stage name, why did he pick NJ, do you know?
It has something to do with the initials of his kids. He's got eight kids. Yeah.
He has three kids?
He's got six kids.
Six kids?
Yeah.
He looks young.
Yeah, he is young. He's only 30-something.
Oh my gosh, he's
31 or
32. He loves kids. Yeah, he loves kids. And who is the famous drummer in his band? You were talking about a famous drummer.
His name is Russell. He's from the band Uriah Heep.
Ah, okay, yeah.
I was wondering about that. Yeah, Gilbert, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So now, ladies, we're going to be playing Randall's song. And Joe, we're going to be playing Randall's song. So thank you, Joe, for showing up. And
yeah,
helping
definitely.
With representing Nathan.
His song comes, his single comes out August 25th.
August 25th? Okay.
Yep.
So
cool.
Keep us posted on that. I'm going to write that down. August 25th? Okay. So let's play Me and Southern Comfort. And God bless everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bring on that Southern Comfort and pass me a beer. I can't get no comfort outside of being here. Been trying to lose a memory, but it keeps coming on. That's why I'm drinking comfort till the heartaches are gone. So pour that Southern Comfort, pass me a beer. Till I don't hurt no more, I'll chase it with a tear. Then pour me another, cause I'm drinking hard, that's right. Me and Southern Comfort will do just fine. Bring on that Southern Comfort and pass me a beer. Cause I can't get no comfort outside of being here. Been trying to lose a memory, but it keeps coming on. That's why I'm drinking comfort till the heartaches are gone. I think I'm crazy, but I'm hanging on. Between heartaches and the memories, I'm crying all night long. That's why I hit the bottles till I'm doing fine. So keep it coming, we'll leave my kid behind. Then pour me another, cause I'm drinking hard, that's right. Me and Southern Comfort will be just fine now. Bring on that Southern Comfort and pass me a beer. Cause I can't get no comfort outside of being here. Been trying to lose a memory, but it keeps coming on. That's why I'm drinking comfort till the heartaches are gone.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.